This is Passport to Texas. Beaumont never seemed like a destination to me, yet after reading Cheryl Smith Rogers' article about it in the December issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine, I've reconsidered.
I guess I was surprised that there are many museums there.
There's the Spindletop Gladys City Boomtown Museum, the Energy Museum, the Fire Museum, the Art Museum of Southeast Texas, the McFadden Ward House Historic Museum, and many others. Plus, there's good grub.
They have Cajun there since they're so close to the Louisiana border, being so close to the Gulf. They have really great seafood.
They have nature, too, and a lot of it, including the Cattail Marsh, a 600-acre man-made wetlands.
It was constructed to treat the effluent from the city's wastewater treatment plant, but it's also become a hotspot for birders. They've got more than 240 listed bird species there, and when I was there visiting, just during the course of maybe an hour, it was amazing how many birds that we saw. It's just a really cool place.
Beaumont. Who knew? Learn more about this town with a little something extra when you read Cheryl Smith Rogers' 3 Days in the Field article called Mixing Oil and Water in the December issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.